This is Just Chirpin, the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. November 18th, 2010, Michael Hissom reporting. And the Rhinos are back in town this weekend. They'll be facing the New Mexico Renegades, a team the Rhinos defeated three straight a couple weeks back up in New Mexico. As for what's happening this week as far as the Rhinos are concerned, we get that word from Rhino coach Corey Herman.
Well, we've had a real good week of practice. We had a good series with them. You know, we had some really good games with them in Albuquerque, and they've made quite a few changes since then. And they're going to be bringing a lot better team than we saw back in New Mexico.
When you're coaching and the word comes down to you that they're bringing in a whole lot better team, how do you coach for that situation?
Well, we just kind of stick to our plan. Our plan is always, you know, real aggressive forecheck. You know, we want to be, you know, real aggressive in every zone. We just kind of stick to our game plan and kind of, you know, we have a couple, you know, different forechecks and stuff like that we can throw at them. So if they have something that will counter us, you know, we have something else that we can throw at them. So really it's just more our game plan. You know, we kind of know what they're going to be kind of bringing, but we kind of want to stick to our game plan.
Speaking of your game plan, we've seen so often early in this season when the final score wasn't where you wanted it, but along the way there are a whole lot of shots. Now, is that part of the plan this weekend? Keep shooting the artillery as often as possible?
Yeah, you know, when you shoot the puck, you know, good things are going to happen. And we've always been a team that's shot the puck a lot. And that's what we're going to, you know, continue doing, because eventually the puck's going to go in. You know, if you throw 58, 60 shots at a goalie, eventually they're going to go in. So, yeah, we'll just keep the shots going.
That is unless you have a very hot goalie that they bring to town.
Yes, and that has been the case that, you know, Colton Ishmael is a very good goaltender, and I imagine he'll be playing probably two or probably possibly three of the games this weekend, so we have to be ready for him.
One of the things you've mentioned as you're working with the team is to finish the checks. The whole game of hockey is not necessarily played in the offensive zone. What progress are you seeing in working on that?
Well, we've been going over D-zone, a lot of D-zone coverage, a lot of different forechecks. But, you know, with finishing your checks, it creates so much space for the guys that need the space. So we want all our guys that are supposed to be, you know, physical, to be physical, to create that space for the guys that need the space to make the plays.
Talking with Rhino defenseman Tyler Benson. Tyler, big series coming up in New Mexico. These guys are not happy to see you guys again. What do you sense they're going to bring down from Albuquerque?
Well, I imagine they're going to bring their best. You know, we have a reputation in this league for being the top team, and everyone else knows that. So, you know, no matter who we're playing, everyone seems to bring it. So I don't expect any different from New Mexico this weekend.
Well, if they're bringing their best, what are you guys doing, knowing full well they're looking for revenge?
Well, we've been practicing really hard. We've had a couple 3-hour practices this past week. We've been preparing just like we would any other games. So we're ready.
Now, you're a veteran, third year back here in El Paso. The team has come together. You're back in first place, but coming together doesn't mean you're there. What are you telling the new guys?
You know, we're just stressing the work ethic. You know, hard work is one thing that is not missed on this team, that's for sure. Coach Herman really presses it in every single person. So we figure that with hard work and, you know, doing all the little things right, that we can take this team to the next level.
Yourself, how's your game progressing, and what are your expectations of yourself this weekend?
This past weekend, we put up a couple points back there on the point, so I expect nothing less than that, that's for sure. And my game's been coming along really good, you know, with this training center and the treadmill. I feel I've been getting stronger, and my stride's been getting better, so I've just been getting more confident.
That is Rhinos defenseman Tyler Benson and head coach Corey Herman. We'll see you this weekend here in El Paso, because, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting.